Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Setting the Record Straight. This is your host, Brenda K. Sanders, me. Well, I'm listening to that song. It's one of my favorite songs. And, you know, we just have to continue fighting when we're in a battle, maybe political, maybe physical, whatever it is, we have to continue fighting in order to obtain the victory and be a winner. Today, I am focusing on this particular issue as it relates to my case. And that is removing judges or public officials on the basis that they're mentally ill. I don't know. I've seen some judges act really outrageously on the bench, and one could probably conclude that they were mentally ill at the time, or maybe just outraged. I don't know. But certainly in my own personal case, a doctor, Norman Miller, a person that I have yet to meet or see face to face, evaluated a writing that I wrote and found that I, based on that writing and that writing alone, without any other resources that he may have considered, ruled that I was, you know, psychiatrically delusional and a fear that I would that I was a person that should be feared or maybe a danger to my colleagues there at the court. Well, I've never met Dr. Miller, and he's never talked to me at all. In fact, I believe under legal protest failed to and refused to submit to an examination by Dr. Miller. First of all, he is not my personal physician. Secondly, I've never in my life had a psychiatric background. Now, I'm saying it's a bad thing, a mental illness background. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I was a person. I'm a person that never ever had to seek medical care for the psychiatric or mental illness reasons. And thirdly, Dr. Miller was a person that had already rendered an opinion about my mental health or my mental status without even meeting me. and then proceeding to make some very, very dire recommendations based on his opinion. Now, I looked this up because, you know, I'm one, I like to follow the law to the letter. And I was just looking up, what does a doctor have to do in order to render a medical diagnosis? Well, first of all, he has to establish a patient-client relationship. And that, indeed, was not established ever with respect to Dr. Miller. And if Dr. Miller was going to take it upon himself to read one letter that I wrote and then make an opinion, false as it was, false, fraudulent, illegal, it's malpractice to make such an opinion under those circumstances, then he should have considered more than one. You know, why didn't you go to here to Block Talk Radios or listen to some of my radio shows? Why didn't you go to some of my legal briefs and opinions that I have issued over the bench at the 36th District Court? There were a number of references that Dr. Miller could have used, but he did not. And so along with Mr. Paul Fisher and the court there, they really, really dabbled in illegal and fraudulent conduct in order to bring these charges and come to a conclusion that I was unfit to be a judge and therefore I should be removed. What a fraud on the court. To Miller opined that, you know, I was having delusions and, you know, I don't feel so bad because now that seems like it's becoming a political term. I mean, some of the Republicans have called our president, President Obama, delusional. And so I believe now they're trying to convert the word delusional into a political term, where if they don't agree with what you're doing or how you are operating, then you're delusional. But I think they're delusional because they're the ones that have said that I am psychotic and unfit to do my job. And I really, really strenuously and completely disagree with these opinions. And at this point, I really demand and call for my complete and total exoneration. I call for every charge against me to be dismissed, because every charge against me, except for the fact that I refuse to cooperate and submit to an examination of Dr. Miller, and I did that under legal protest because I was not mentally ill in any way, and I saw it as a setup and a political attempt to smear my name as it has finally actualized. You know, fair dollars are being spent in these proceedings, and I believe, and I call for and continually demand that the Department of Justice come in, investigate, and interview and probe into the situation, as well as any other judge. I'm not just here for myself, but any other judge that may be facing the situation to make sure that there's no abuse. You know, there is also a legal claim that persons like myself can bring against such charges as this is abuse of process. You've basically taken a legal procedure and abused it for a political gain or to, you know, combat someone on a political level to slander and libel a person that was otherwise well settled in the community as a good person and a good and sturdy, stable public official. And I believe I was in my perfect right to exercise the right to refuse such an examination. As I said before, I've been very forthright with the Judicial Tenure Commission from day one. If you want my medical record, sure, but you're not going to probe through every record and report everything publicly, which I suspected that they might have tried to do. I did provide the pertinent records that they asked for at the outset, with no hesitation, and the blatant lies that were contained in the formal complaint really, like I said, should be investigated by the Department of Justice, because we don't want corrupt public officials in office. We don't want corrupt prosecutors in office bringing false charges for political purposes.
And this is definitely something that should be explored. And I am looking forward to having the court dismiss these charges. I believe they are without total basis on in terms of what they've said. And I think if you're listening to this broadcast, you can pretty much determine that I'm able to read and write and at least analyze somewhat sufficiently enough to be a judge. And so even if I was in that state, and let me tell you, that has never been the case, maybe it was a temporary situation. And I read that in what I just researched on the internet, that maybe it has to be a situation that is present and discernible at the time. And that's and mental illness is something that comes and goes, and I guess with treatment, just like anything else, it can be cured or at least go into a relapse or recession. And so even if that was the case, it would not be a case where someone would have to lose their job. There are perfectly many remedies for mental illness, and where they resolve, the remedies where it resolves that the person, you know, is no longer in that state. And so under all circumstances that I see, a removal as what was suggested should not be adopted. And in fact, like I said, I believe it, I should be totally exonerated. And doctors like Dr. Miller, who really has committed a crime here, he opined under false circumstances, he should have his license taken. And I've, you know, posted the articles on Twitter. I have yet to do them on Facebook, where he's a paid hired gun like most political experts in the courtroom. He's paid to say a certain thing, and that's the sum of it, and therefore his opinion should be discounted in cases like this, where a public official such as myself, a very serious matter, is subject to have or be removed from my job. And really, Dr. Miller, a lone opinion by Dr. Miller, will be used to nullify the electorate of the city of Detroit and remove me from office. What an absurdity. And so we at the court, judges at large, should not be subjected to these kinds of proceedings unless there's a verified reason for a judge to be removed under these circumstances. Well, I am, and then that's another danger as I end the broadcast, are political doctors. I've had doctors in the last 2 years to refuse my care, and that is unusual. And we don't want political doctors. We don't want political courts. We don't want political prosecutors. We just want the truth. And when I say we, I'm saying not only myself, but the people of the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan. We want justice. And as I said before, that's one of the platforms that I ran on, is that let's disband political courts. Political courts are what my dad used to call kangaroo courts. That means the outcome is determined even before you get there. And that is certainly what we don't want. We want to ensure that the courts remain neutral and detached, that the judges remain neutral and detached, and that politics don't enter into the decision-making process. And then, therefore, we can ensure that there's equitable and just decisions being made at the court. Well, that is all I have for today. You may go to blogtalkradio.com /setting the record straight 2015 to listen to an archived broadcast of this episode. Thank you, WFDK.
KS1233. All right. Thank you for the program, and have a good evening.